So now more of the story. See, now, after that second mine shaft closed, they stopped digging them. And everybody thought it was just because, you know, all these people had died in there. But the true reason was, is now, this old fella that lives in our town, I mean, he's really old. I mean, he was like one of three people that lived in this little tiny mining town in the winter of 56. And he was like 65 years old then, so if you do the math, he's kind of unnaturally getting up there. See, what really happened was, is on that dark night, it was like October 27th, I think, was the day, Binks was in this mine digging away, and all of a sudden, he hit this soft spot in the wall, and he was sure he was going to make some serious headway. And as soon as he hit it, he tapped in, and the hole in the wall started kind of oozing this liquidy kind of looking kind of black stuff, and he thought, oh man, this has got to be oil or some sort of crazy deposit. And he put his finger up and he touched it. And as soon as he touched it, he felt this real warm kind of spell go up his arm, and it was followed by this intense chill and cold. And he kind of crumpled to the floor, and he grabbed at his lantern, and he twisted his lantern, and he pointed it up at the wall, and he saw that the wall was dripping this thick, coagulatory, warmish, red, fluidy, thick, life, earthy smelling kind of fluid. And he thought, oh my god, this has got to be like the blood of some sort of ancient mountain creature that I've tapped into here. But what it was, Dutch settlers that first settled Netherland had an ancient spell that they would cast on people that stole their land called Elzik's Farewell. Now, what this disease was that was cast over the land was this spell that's been around for centuries. And what it does is it fills every living thing that you see with blood. And if you tap into that, cut it down, or mow it down, or barrel it down, or blast it up, or knock it down, that blood that comes out of it is going to take your life in exchange for it. So that day that Binks touched that wall in that mountain, that's exactly what it did. But it left him around as a reminder. When he finally dug himself, he was buried on the 27th, when he finally dug himself out of that mountain 4 days later, he emerged a whole different person, and the amazing Binks had survived somehow. But he couldn't let this secret go. It's kind of thirst that he felt ever since that happened. This desire to somehow internally punish those that might ever want at his mountain. All due to that damn Elzik's Farewell.